powerful, blessed people, very mighty.
Ya nguvu kabisa kabisa watu wabarikiwa kuu kabisa.
In this final session, blessed people.
Katika sehemu hii ya mwisho watu wabarikiwa.
I want us to catch up with the family of God.
Ninataka tupate kuangazia familia ya Mungu.
And so yesterday we saw very clearly.
Hivyo hapo jana tuliona kwa wazi kabisa.
From the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, which we are going to post in front of you.
Kutoka kwenye kitabu cha Wathesalonike wa kwanza sura ya 4 ambayo tunaenda kuangazia.
From verse 13 to 18.
Kuanzia mstari wa 13 hadi 18.
That the rapture essentially involves being caught up with the Lord.
Ya kwamba kimsingi unyakuzi unahusisha kunyakuliwa kukutana pamoja na Bwana.
To be caught up with him up in the sky.
Kunyakuliwa ili kukutana pamoja naye juu angani.
And we saw very clearly yesterday.
Na tuliona kwa wazi kabisa hapo jana.
That it is to be carried away when the Lord carries you away, forcefully carried away and eagerly so.
Ya kwamba ni kubebwa kwa nguvu, ni kubebwa kwa nguvu wakati ambapo Bwana anakubeba kwa nguvu kabisa namna hiyo.
The Lord forcefully claiming those who are his own.
Bwana kwa nguvu kabisa akidai wale walio wake.
In other words, he purchased them with the eternal blood, his own blood.
Kwa maneno mengine aliwanunua kwa
damu yake.
他用那个宝血来洗满了他们，他现在回来要求他们说，他们是我的，要求他们说他们是我的，从危险当中要拯救他们，那些信靠他的，那些相信的。
他们相信耶稣，他们死然后复活了。十四节，他说，耶稣死了然后复活的。
It is for the friends of Jesus. It's not for those who don't believe, don't trust Jesus, don't trust him.
这是耶稣的朋友，就是相信他的、信靠他的人。
And we saw very clearly in the
verse
1 and 3 that he went to prepare a place for them, a place for those who are his own.
约翰福音十一到三节，就是为了他们预备地方、预备住处。
In the Father's house. 在父神的家，只有那些神家里的成员，就是只有为了他们。因此，强大的信息神为那些信徒给他们的应许，在耶稣里有信心的人，信心的。
群体。
1 John chapter 3, the scripture that celebrates the rapture of the church, the glorification.
这是约翰一书第三章，庆祝见荣耀的经文。
We saw very clearly from 1 John chapter 3, 1 to 3, he was talking about the family of God, the children of God, the sons of God.
约翰一书三章的一到三节谈的是神的儿女，神家里的人。
That he came for those ones.
他为他们而来。
That's why you see in verse 13, he's talking about brethren.
十三节谈的是弟兄们，铁前四的十三，弟兄们，
meaning the family of God, the brothers and sisters, one family of Christians, the community of believers.
十三节就是弟兄们一家里的弟兄姐妹们。
The question is, are you a member of God's family?
你是家里的成员吗？
I want us to look a little deeper into that today.
今天我们稍微进一步的考察。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 20-21 that the family is also the citizenry. We belong to his kingdom.
我们腓立比三的二十到二十一看到的就是神家里的人也是属于神国度的，神国度的公民。
That's why this First Thessalonians, as we are beginning this journey, chapter 4, at one point there is a reunion with him, his family. And we saw in verse 16 that he was talking about those who died in Christ. When they died, they were his.
16节, 因为主必亲自从, 那在基督里死了的人必先复活,
they died in Christ. And the
dead is Christ right.
That only the followers of Jesus will be taken up into glory.
只有跟随耶稣基督的人在荣耀当中被提走。
And we had an opportunity to read from the book of John chapter 1, 12 to 13, whereby it says, for all those that believed, he admitted them. He gave them power to become sons of God.
像福音12到13, 我们有机会能够看到任何一个相信他的
We also saw that it's for those who are abounding in the work of the Lord, they are working for Him.
They are working for Him. 就是他们的基督来临的时候提走他们 他来要提走他们 是要即将来的灾难当中要拯救他们救出他们 不让他们遇见灾难 启示录到六章
If you look at verses 9 to 11,
9到11节,
this is what the Lord is snatching them away from.
He's removing them from the situation.
As you see on your screen, Revelation chapter 6, 9 and 11.
启示录6,9到11节, 你在这看到的这种灾难当中, 就是把你们提走的。
He has opened the fifth seal.
就是当他揭开第五印的时候
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God
我看见在祭坛底下 有为神的道
And for the testimony which they held
并为作见证被杀之人的灵魂 大声喊着说 说
How long
圣洁真实的主啊 你不审判,
thou not judge,
住在地上的人,
For a little season,
还要安息片时, 等着一同做仆人的,
also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
和他们的弟兄也像他们被杀,
and so you see that this is what is taking them away from. This is what is taking them away from.
这就是他要让他们避开的
He's removing them from tribulation whereby
从这样的灾难当中要拯救他们 因为主的道 并且为了耶稣基督的见证 只能被斩首的这样的事情发生的地方 让他们避开 让他们不要遇见这样的事情
So they are removed. The rapture removed God's own elect from the coming tribulation where they will be slaughtered for worshipping Jesus.
就是把神拣选的百姓从这些即将来临的灾难当中要拯救出来 因为信基督被斩首的事情发生的
Check verses 12 all the way to 15 and 17 you see even the greater tribulation they removed from.
并且十二到十七节更大的事情发生，就是启示录六章的十二到十八节更大的灾难发生。十五节十二节揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑，像毛布；满月变红，像血。满月变红，像血。天上的星辰坠落于地，坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动。落下未熟的果子一样。
And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled.
天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。
And every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。
And the great men and the rich men.And the chief captains,
地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？这种灾难主让自己蒙福的教会避免的、避开的。因此今天我要继续这个旅程来界定这个教会的身份特点，他们的特。可是整个这背景的过程是一下子眨眼瞬间发生。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he describes it very powerfully how in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, suddenly, unexpectedly, the rapture takes place. And that has implications for the church, for us.
林前十五章告诉我们这个事情背体何等一下子眨眼瞬间突然的发生。
In other words, he's saying he's coming unexpectedly.
换言之，他的再临是一个你最不期待、最不能预料到的时间时候。没有进一步的警告，突然就没有任何进一步的警报，他就出现，没有任何提前的一个征兆，他就突然出现。这就是告诉我们背体的紧迫性。
That's why I want us to handle the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 10 11 to underscore that.
这是为什么我来要处理一下启示录三的十节以下来，启示录三的十节来要处理一下这个事情。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，这灾难的试炼的时候， 临到地上居民的人身上，来要试炼他们，考验他们。我一个一个的要跟你们解释一下什么叫做试炼，这试炼的内容是什么，并且地上的居民是指的是什么，试炼地上的居民是什么意思。悲啼的时间是突然的，无人能知道，没有征兆，没有提前的警报，没有警告，这是一个惊喜，是突然的事情，突然发生的事件。这是十一节所描述的内容。看了我必快来，你要持守你所有的，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
But he does not set the date, he does not present any sign that should mark that coming quickly.
这就是他出现的，他来临的紧迫性，因为他没有提到他来临的日期之前的任何一个征兆。
He still brings it into picture. He beams it to the world how he's coming quickly. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52.
临前15:52照样告诉我们了他怎么样突然的临到，
弥赛
亚来临的紧迫性，就一下时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
So that is very powerful. Let me begin with a little part at the end where it says, and we shall be changed.
我们也要改变这个地方来开始吧。
This being changed is very significant.
这个改变是非常重要的。
That is what you see in the book of 1 John chapter 3. Let us go to 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
这就是或准约翰一书第三章说的，就是这改变是我们的改变。
Now we are sons of God.
约翰一书三章的二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真实。
The instant transformation you see is celebrating. If you go back again to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52, this is what he's celebrating.
这就是临前15:52庆祝的立刻的改变。他说到临前15:52
we shall be changed. So the rapture involves this eternal change.That you will go through.
就在一下子眨眼瞬间，我们成为不朽坏的，就是我们突然都改变的事情，就是我们要经历的这永恒的改变。我们继续读一下53。
He said, For this corrupt people must put on incorruption.
就必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。54
That when this corruption, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption,
这必朽坏即变成不朽坏。
And this mortal shall have put on immortality,
这必死的即变成不死的。
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written.
那时经上所记。
Death is swallowed up in victory.
死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
In the twinkling of an eye.
因此这一切的过程，眨眼瞬间就发生。
And so we, right now we are in a generation of nanometer, nanometer, nanogram, nanoseconds.
We are
in a generation of technology. Just use the word nano, don't worry about that. In a generation where now we are looking at nanoseconds, nanometers.
我们这时代生活在 nano米、nano 公分、nano 毫米的时代中。
Now the nanotechnology is on.
现在这个 nano 高科技的时代当中我们生活的。
They are looking for medications that are nano something that can go through blood brain barrier whatever. Today they are measuring nanometers, nanoseconds, nanograms.
现在先进的医疗系统都以 nano。公斤 nano 公分来进行治疗，就是非常小小的原子分子单位的这个事情，他们处理的是。因此，一秒的 nano 秒。
Probably that's the least you can, the smallest time measurement you can achieve in this life.
有可能你能预料到的、想象出来的最简短的时间单位。太快了，太快就过去了，无法就是经历的那种瞬间。
In the twinkling of an eye.
以下是眨眼瞬间。
So that means the only time you have to prepare is now, not on that day.
因此，那天是已经结束了，你能预备的就是现在这一天了。
He says to the time when the light comes and strike your retina and reflect back.
这光来了，已经提走了，已经结束了。
So all these things happen so fast. So the only time for you to prepare is now.
因此，随着一切。发生的那么快，你能预备的只有现在这个时候了。腓立比三的20-21，那个改变，那个转变事情就在那里。腓立比三的20-21。
For our conversation is in heaven. Can you put now the NIV is even better. It says our citizenship.
我们却是天上的国民。
For our citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的国民。
We eagerly await a savior from there.
并且等候救主。
So in other words, he's saying that those who are waiting for those who are his family are those who are waiting for him to come from there.
因此他的家人就是等候他从那降临下来，并且他的来临是在他的紧迫性当中，换言之是非常之快，非常的迅速的发生。在这描述的庆祝的这个降临，他说如果他在那紧迫性当中降临，这样的话那不再有我们可以查到的看到的证照，已经在这了。换言之，我们活在地上的时候总是要做好准备。这是为什么我在这说我们却是天上的国民。下一个信息就告诉我们，并且等候救主。英文圣经这里头有迫切的等候，这就是24个小时每时每刻 每分每秒都要迫切地等候，这才是应当的。这就是改变我们在地上生活的所有的一切。
Because he uses the word we eagerly await. So we are eagerly awaiting. That means that is our preoccupation.
因为迫切的等候，这就是压倒我们、掌管我们一切的方式。迫切等候。
We eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
迫切等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Enables him to bring everything under his control. Look at that power.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，看一下这个大能。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
If you go back to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52, that is the change you are celebrating there. The glorification of the body that you may have an eternal body.
林前15的52在那清珠的变荣耀，就是指的是这个同样的内容。你迫切等候的那荣耀的身体，我们都会改变的。
The rapture involves the transformation, a total change.
因此背体包含着这彻底的改变，彻底的转换，好让你穿上那一个身体，就是能够自从主神同在面前存活的身体。神作为一个赏赐，要给你这个应许，那些有伟大信心的
To the Christians as they live on this earth.
换言之，是给地上基督徒给这样的一个盼望、指望。
You go to verse 58 to encourage the church to persevere, to withstand perseverance.
让教会能够忍耐到底、坚持到底，拿着这样的盼望来。
He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, that is the church; those are the beloved of the Lord."
林前五十五到五十八。
That is the family of God.
那是主的家人。
He is steadfast.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，这才是主家里的人。你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工。因此，你总是要做主工。
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。因此这眨眼瞬间一下是发生的事情。
It's what the Lord wants to use tonight to be able to define those exactly who are his own.
主来要界定谁是神家里的人，那一下是眨眼瞬间发生的事情，突然的基督来临。让我们看一下林前一章的七节。
The scripture that celebrates the rapture says in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, meaning in a nanosecond, less than a nano, by the way. If there is a way of cutting a nano into 10/100 form, we would cut it into 100 pieces that you may understand how fast this thing will take place.
庆祝背体的以下是发现的经文，就是 nano 单位。
Ndiye ndogo sana siku hizi ambayo kipimo cha saa ambayo ni ndogo sana ambayo teknolojia imepata kupima saa hizi. Anasema lile anasema pale ni kufunga na kufungua jicho ni ndogo kuliko hiyo haikipimiki kwenye maisha haya. Manake inafaa kuwa inageuza vile tunaishi hapa.
Nano
kwa
nami,
kwa hivyo sasa
nami danwei de.
Sisi pia sasa
hao ni nami单位的时间发生的事情。林前一章的七节神说，
Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed.
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
This was a letter being written to the church by the Lord to the church in Corinth.
如果你想到这是给哥林多教会的，告诉他们你们要迫切等候基督的再临。
You surely understand the imminency of his return, the fact that it's unexpected, there is no time given. That means they lived expecting him to come then. Thousands of years ago.
看一下，这是几千年以上的时间之前给他们哥林多教会的要求他们的一个态度，千年之前的事情，要求他们的一个态度就是。
You that have lived thousands of years after that, the delay, it has been delayed to come, the return has delayed. How much more should that have instructed how you live? Should that have sharpened you to be more eagerly awaiting?
那这样的话，这个来临，基督的来临已经延迟了这千年了，两千年了，这哥林多教会等待以来一直到现在延迟了，这样的话，何况你们何等？ 何等紧迫的，何等迫切的要等待才对呢？任何一个瞬间要做好准备，要擦亮你的旧衣，任何瞬间要做好准备，圣洁当中。In
other words, should affect the holiness of the church. The church should be holier when they know that he could come any time.
因为他任何瞬间都可以来，这样一来要影响教会的圣洁。
That should affect the moral conduct of the Christians as they live on this earth, knowing that any moment, even you're in the office, he can come.
必须要这样一来要影响基督徒在地上生活当中道德的行为，因为你在办公室工作的时候，任何瞬间基督可以来。
He's saying that should change the righteousness with which you live. You should be more righteous, more striving for greater righteousness, knowing that his coming can be any moment. Whether you are in a matatu, you are on the traffic jam, you are walking, he can come any time, or whether you are asleep.
任何瞬间他都可以来，这样一来要影响你的供应，不管你在这个车、公交车，任何一个。 移动当中，任何瞬间他都可以来。
Knowing that the Christ can come any time for the church should have made the church of this age holier.
让你们知道，任何瞬间基督为了教会都可以来临，这样一来，让你们追求更大的供应，更大的圣洁。
More upright, more repentant.
更大的悔改，更准确的与神之间的关系，更大的警醒，更大的关注神的国度，不要关注地上的事情。
And that should affect all aspects of the life of the Christian. That was the purpose why the Lord said his coming could be any time.
这就是要影响到基督徒在地上所有生活的一切，这就是基督。 告诉我们他的来临是紧迫性的。
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse
28.
We are still plowing through this aspect of the rapture called the imminency of Christ's return.
我们现在处理的就是基督再临的紧迫性。
1 Corinthians 16 28.
16:16.
The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 5.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 5.
Says the following.
他说的如下,
Philippians chapter 4 verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
The Lord is near.
主已经近了。因此你可以想象。
This letter was being written to the church of the Philippians.
如果这封信写给腓立比教会的。
In Philippia.
这是腓立比教会给他们的，这是几千年之前，就是写给他们的信，是这样的话，这是两千年之前的事情了。他们听到了主已经近了。他们听到了这样的一个指示，因为主已经近了，因此要你要改变这整个一切，你们要谦让的心，并且应当以物挂虑，更加圣洁，更加公义，因为主已经近了，主的再临已经近了。他们收到的指示是这样的话，是难以置信的。
The rapture to happen in their time.
因此他们调整自己的生活，等待着他们的时间，基督要再来了。
In their time, they were being told the Lord is near, the coming of the Christ is near.
他们的时代都听到了主已经近了。
And it really changed their lives. Some of them went and gave out their shambles. They sold their plots. Some of them sold their homes. Some of them gave their homes as gifts.Because they knew that the Lord can come anytime. They just prepared themselves to go to heaven.
这真的改变了他们的方式。其中有一些就是卖掉了自己的地，卖掉了自己的房子，因为他们真的就要准备，只有想到天堂的事情。
How much more should the church in this generation, many thousands of years of delay, he has tarried to come, he has delayed to come for thousands of years, and with all these signs,The messengers of the tribulation are walking here. They have struck the earth with COVID. They are judging nations with earthquakes. They are doing the things that they will do in the tribulation. And you see clearly how much more then should the church of this hour should be much more prepared and eagerly awaiting Christ, considering the thousands of years have carried.
那这样的话，现在这个时代的教会，这个时代的教会，何况？更加迫切的要等候耶稣基督呢，因为现在灾难时大灾难当中要做主公的主要人物已经出现在这里，拿着患脏病毒，拿着地震来开始审判，已经开始审判地球了。你们看到了这一切，那这样的话，何等迫切的心情来要等待主耶稣基督才对呢？你们这一代的教会。
So these many years ago, they were being told the Lord is near. That is the imminency of his return, because even today we know that the Lord is near.
是几千年之前，他们就听到了主在近了，主已经近了。那对我们来说，何等临近的事情，何等紧迫的事情呢？
Hebrews chapter 9:28, it says the following.
9:28.
Hebrews 9:28.
希伯来书九到二十八。
It says, "So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many."
像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪。
And he will appear a second time.
将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
So this endless waiting is what defines the imminency of his return.
因此这没有结束的等待就告诉我们基督再临的紧迫性。
This letter was being written to the Hebrews at that time.
你可以想象这封信写给当时希伯来人的。
And they were being told to wait for Christ's return at that time.
他们都听到了，当时都要为基督的再临要等候。
How much should you be waiting for his return, ye that have heard?That I have seen the taking of the church. I have seen the coming of the Messiah. I have spoken with the Lord.
那这样的话，你们何况更加迫切的要等候基督的再临呢？因为我已经出现，跟你们说，我已经见过基督 这再临，我已经看到了教会的背景，跟你们都分享了。
So many things, heaven is open. So how much more should you really understand that he is about to appear?
并且坦觉的站起，坦觉的站起来，并且天打开，雨水降下来，神的云都造访了教会。那你都看到了这样一切的事情，那你们何等要迫切等候，并且要知道基督再临的临近。因此基督的基督再临的紧迫性，并且背景的紧迫性，真的决定你在地上怎么样的生活。你想基督更加的忠诚，更加的要圣洁。
And you should walk close to the Lord, because any time you should always be ready, any moment, for any moment for the rapture to take you.
更加的要接近主基督，因为任何瞬间，任何瞬间背题都可以发生。
And that should activate in you a pure living, purity, pure lives as Christians.
是应该让你更加的追求基督徒洁净的生活，作为基督徒圣洁公义的生活。
More faithful lives and more victorious Christian living.
更加忠诚的，更加战胜的基督徒的生活。
A life of a conqueror when the church victorious.
作为得胜的生活。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 13 he says,
出色品提多书
The book of Titus chapter 2
提多书的第二章23节，等候所盼望的福
The appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ,
并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现，
同时
基督的强大的显现，教导我们如此的等待他，只是我们应该要怎么样的等待，怎么样的生活，因为他是突然的显现，这本身告诉我们怎么样的生活。如果我们等候他的显现的话，我们应该怎么样的生活才对呢？看一下这个指示。因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，十二节告诉我们，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。他说弥赛亚的来临是这么紧迫性的，任何事情都可以发生。没有预料的时候都可以发生，是这样的话，这个本身就教训我们，告诉我们要除去不敬虔的心，任何一切世俗的情欲，任何一个肉体的情欲，让我们拒绝所有的一切邪恶，因为它任何瞬间都可以出现，不可能拿着我的永恒来犯错误。
Do you see how this imminency of his coming really defines the exact people who are really the members of his family?
这紧迫性真的告诉我们，真的辨别出来谁是真正的他的家人。因为他说，如果你知道基督任何瞬间都可以出现，那。
And the tremendous awesome instruction of the grace that says you should say no to ungodliness, say no to wickedness, say no to evil, say no to sin, say no to worldly passions, say no to evil desires of the flesh.
你拿着这伟大的恩典来对不敬虔的任何事情来说不，任何一个罪恶说不，任何一个世俗的情欲说不，任何一个肉体的情欲来说不。 他说，这也引起我们在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。为什么我们要这样生活呢？因为他的来临近了，任何瞬间就要发生了。因此基督再临的紧迫性告诉我们，基督徒在地上应该要活出什么样的生活。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, if you begin 36,
Matthew 24:36,
says the following. Again, still exploiting the imminency of Christ's return.
仍然告诉我们基督再临的紧迫性。
And how that should instruct the lives of those who are really Christ's people, Christ's own.
并且真的属于基督的那些人应该要活出什么样的生活。换言之，你可以用这个准则来，这个尺子来，可以量出谁是真的属于主基督的人。
But about that day or hour, no one knows.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道。马太24:36，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。这是非常的严重蒙福的人们。主把这个信息赐给教会，让教会能够等待任何瞬间，任何时候都在等候。那主真正的信心的群体，主的家人，每天早晨你起床了，你想的就是你要悔改，坐下来跟你自己说，如果这一天就是基督再临的话，那我怎么样呢？我能做到吗？当你考虑到一天你要做的事情，你那天要做的事情，你所做的一切事情是帮助你来进入的吗？因此这应该成为衡量教会的一个准则尺子。
As a benchmark, a yardstick to measure who really belongs to his family.
这就是告诉我们基督徒在地上怎么样的生活。换言之，这样的态度才是真正的量出真正的知道谁是真正的主的家人。37。
As it was in the days of Noah.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节，当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的日子，那日不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。因此他在这说的很大了。
That comes in the way of the church when they begin to prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
那有一个很大的拦阻，让他们到教会来，要预备弥赛亚来临的这个事情当中，那有很大的拦阻点、障碍。
While the most important benchmark identity of the true church that Christ will take at rapture is that all the time they are waiting for His return.
因为 基督再来要提走的教会，他们的身份特点就是总是时钟做好准备，等候，迫切等候基督再临的。可是这一代迫切等候基督是不那么受欢迎，他们就要上学，追求自己的经历、毅力，寻找工作、家去养育自己家人。这一切的世上的东西抓住他们，让他们专注这世上的事情，这样一来神要求他们任何时刻迫切等候主基督的这高尚的呼召来说，他们不那么关注，不那么专注。主真正的家人他要提走的，在背体当中就是那些每分每秒忠诚的等候他的，忙碌的等候他，他们的生活都以基督的再临为中心，他们所有的一切所做的都是以基督再临为中心。他们等待弥赛亚的来临。
However, when you look at the Church of Christ today, you will see that it is not popular to wait for Christ. They even gave up.
可是当你看到现今的教会，等待基督的再临不再受欢迎，他们甚至放弃了。
To them, sometimes it's as though Christ is not coming again.
对他们来说，有时候呢，基督好像不再来了一样。
They were waiting for Christ. If they knew he was coming, you'd see them in their preparedness and readiness.
如果他们知道了基督要来了，那你肯定发现他们做自己的准备。
And the Lord comes out very clearly in the Bible. The entire Bible is full of the announcement that Christ will return.
因为整个圣经充满的应许就是有关基督的再临的。
Even the Old Testament talks about how Christ would return.
并且旧约圣经都告诉我们基督怎么样的再来。
The book of Isaiah, he even talks about the new heaven and the new earth that Christ would usher people in.
并且以赛亚已经说到了基督怎么样的带来新天新地。
The entire of the New Testament is full of the announcement of the coming of the Messiah.
整个新约内容都充满的就是基督再临的应许。
Sent us to you, even the wonders and the signs that the Lord is doing, all essentially constitute.A major announcement of the coming of the Messiah.
并且这个时代就差派我来，差遣我来给你们的神迹启示，这一切的内容都构成着弥赛亚来临的信息。
Yote yanatangaza ya kwamba Messiah yuaja, Messiah anakuja.
Yote yanatangaza ya kwamba Messiah yuaja, Messiah anakuja.
But it's amazing that in the modern age, in the present age, there is so much distraction. People are focused on the here and now.To the extent that the coming of the Messiah has been given the back seat.
非常的惊人，这么现代化的这个时代，等待基督的。有这么多的破坏的事情发生，非常的糟糕。他们甚至可以谋黑弥赛亚来临的这个信息本身，非常的惊人。
How do you enter? Just tell me one thing. How do you enter heaven if you have already rubbished or blackmailed the voice of God announcing the coming of the Messiah?
如果你谋黑来要宣布弥赛亚来临的这个声音的话，你怎么可以进入？你以为神？如果你以为神做错什么了吗？神犯错了吗？神太派两位先知是犯错的吗？因此，现今的教会非常忙碌的做自己的事工。
They have sidelined the preparations and the readiness for the coming of the Messiah.
可是, 准备弥赛亚来临的事情呢，放在一边了。
When the fundamental question showed up yesterday, who really are the members of the family of faith that Christ will take into glory?
因此，有关呢最根本性的问题，就是昨天提出来的，谁是真正的神家里的人，神家的成员。
The readiness for the coming of the Messiah became a very important measure.Of who exactly belongs to the family of God. Readiness and preparedness.
那就是预备，就是做好准备，这就是非常有效的，有准确的一个告诉他们身份特点的一个方式。并且他基督再临的紧迫性。任何时候都可以再来的这个紧迫性就导致这个
and you can tell who are going to enter. For me it's different because I see the eternity of people. For me it's very different. I see those who will end up in hell and those who will end up in heaven. So it's different for me. But I'm saying anyone else, you can simply look at the body of Christ and tell who will make it and who will not make it strictly based on their readiness, which should have exuded itself out.
因此谁能够做到，谁能够进入，谁会失败，这就是关系到涉及到他的准备有没有做好准备，他有没有重视珍惜这个准备，是不是他现在已经准备好了，这个来决定。
I think that is almost a calling right there.It's a clarion call like the Lord saying, can you please approach them to change their destiny? Or when the Lord mentions a nation or shows a nation that is about to judge, it's as though the Lord is saying, please check them. The Lord is so jealous of their souls, he does not want them to enter hell. That he has to do that kind of judgment if it will take that to stop them and turn them around.
因为神通过我来宣布审判，宣布我的预言警告，因为神的理由是神对他们的灵魂是非常的珍惜，通过这样的方式来要拯救他们的灵魂，让他们醒过来，警醒他们的方式来能够得着他们的灵魂，不愿意他们就这样。
Is God trying to change the destiny of the rebellion?
He crushes the
stars, he shakes the earth, he dries up the waters, he judges them this way and all that. The purpose is one, to make sure their souls don't enter the lake of fire.
但是灾难大灾难当中发生的所有的一切可怕的糟糕的一切的审判，也本身是那些地上的居民，那些悖逆的，那些喷叫的，不让他们的灵魂永远丢在地狱的火湖里。神的关注点总是你的灵魂，最终要得救。
6:14. And again, he says to keep this command.
要守这命令
or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。这也是告诉我们他再临的紧迫性。
No staking. He does not put a stake here and say, this will be the hallmark, and when you see this, he's going to appear. No. He says that you may keep in this form without spot or blame, waiting for his appearing.
因为没有具体的提到主耶稣基督显现是什么样、什么时期、什么时候他的显现得以实现，没有告诉我们，只有命令，一直到他的显现必须要。
Says the following, James chapter 5,
雅各书的第五章
from verse 7, it says, Be patient then, brothers and sisters,
弟兄们呐、啊，你们要忍耐， 直到主来，同样的属于主家里的弟兄姐妹们，这是重生的基督徒，选择圣洁、公义、惧怕神的人。
Be faithful then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming.
你们要忍耐，直到主来。
That patience essentially defines the imminency of His return, unexpectedly, suddenly, at an hour unannounced.
这个忍耐就告诉我们，他的再临是任何瞬间都可以发生，没有任何提前的宣告。
Until the Lord's coming.
一直到主来，你要忍耐，直到主来。看那农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。第八节神说，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。这是赐给那些第一个世纪的教会给他们的信息，到时候跟他们已经开始说了，主的日子，主来的日子近了。因此弟兄们啊，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看那最后的，看那审判的主站在门前了，任何瞬间他都可以出现了。
The Lord intended that those scriptures instruct how Christians live on this earth.
这段经文都散发出他带领的紧迫性，就只是给我们基督徒应该有地上怎么样的生活。
And that's why we are taking a short break. When we come back, then I want to now look at the family. Based on this imminency of the return of Christ, we are now going to look at who exactly are they.
那我们现在查看的是基督再临的紧迫性，稍微休息，然后再来真正的查看谁是真的神的家人。因为我们看到主的来临，整个圣经的预言都，整个圣经的预言都应许给我们基督的再临。整个圣经的书都指出来那个时间，这是圣经最重要的标记。那问题就出来了，为什么人类还没有做准备呢？我们非常的知道预备何等有价值。我跟你说了，从纽约到特拉维夫的飞机，我在以色列住过的七年的时间，我坐过很多次的飞机，从特拉维夫到纽约的。
The screening is for El Al, the Israeli airline.
以色列航空是何等严谨的。
And we used to take that flight. I used to take that flight to every other destination.
我一般用了那个航空公司的飞机。
Israeli airline.
以色列航空 El Al 用那个航空公司的飞机，因为他们的安全是非常的严谨。可是那是恐怖，整个世界恐怖分子成为话题之前，好长时间以前已经，他们已经是这样的。可是以色列对他们来说安全是很大的话题。这样有一次我抵达到纽约 JFK 机场，然后我就转机要飞到 Dallas，然后我进入安托尼奥，我就要坐转机去达拉斯的飞机，我发现没有任何人检查我们，
people were entering, but I stopped. I came back to the person giving the boarding pass. I said, "Is there no security check here?"
没有任何人检查任何安全的问题，所以我就拿着我的机票再回到那个人员，就是机场的一个人员，问他了，没有任何一个人在这儿检查我们的安全问题吗？没有任何问题了，你就去坐飞机就是了。他就这么回答。你们
不会问我们任何一个人的安全问题吗？
如果你愿意的话，我可以问你呀。他说任何一个人给你一个奇怪的东西，他就可以这么做，不要带上。
That in future this may not be sustainable.
我看出来这不可能这么维持下来。当然我是坐飞机了。那911之后发生的事情是什么样的？你们看。
The world was literally called unprepared.
整个世界就在这没有准备当中。就是没有任何准备当中，整个世界都在这没有准备当中，后果结果是完全的相反。如果他们已经做好准备来扫描所谓的一切行李，所谓的一切人，那后果结果完全是两样，完全是不一样。今天现在每一个国家的每一个机场都现在已经准，现在才准备好了，现在都开始检查随着一切恐怖分子的事情。他们非常准确的来要检查任何一个恐怖分子的突然的袭击。那要预防那个恐怖分子任何一个突然的袭击，小小的一个刀啦，任何一个小东西啦，任何一个就都要扫描出来，任何一个危险的东西。现在的所有的机场能够扫描出来，能够看到你里头的所有的东西都扫描出来。
So they are better placed. If anything, terrorism, terror comes, the result is different other than when they were not ready.
这样一来，当恐怖袭击来了，后果就不一样了。如果你没有预备了，那就后果完全是两样，不一样。
那matokeo ni tofauti kuliko wakati wajajiandaa. And so this really underscores the importance of preparedness, readiness.
这真的告诉我们做好预备是何等的重大，何等的重要。如果这一代继续的这样处在没有准备的状态下，那到时候他们面临的后果是难以置信的，悲剧性的。
And turn away from sin. Be holy. Prepare, the Messiah is coming. If they will take that and leave that, the result will be different on that day. They will enter glory.
可是如果这一代听到这个声音，悔改，离开罪恶，要做好预备弥赛亚的来临，然后真的做到了，把这个命令放在自己心中，然后能够活出来了，那就到时候结果完全的不一样。这是为什么主在这强调整个圣经来要邀请你们预备，因为你现在预备了，到时候那一天结果是完全两样，完全是不一样的。
When I gave the prophecy of the coronavirus, December 1, 2015, if the World Health Organization, the ministries of health all over the world had taken that prophecy and prepared for a contagious disease that would flood hospitals with lack of equipment, the result would have been different from what it was, from COVID.
如果我在2015年10月1号发表的冠状病毒，那世界卫生机构整个各个部门
domain
December 1, 2015. 如果他们注意的看到，然后预备了这种影响到全球的这种疾病的情况发生，那如果他们早就预备的话，结果是完全不一样。他们能够预备充分的呼吸机、手套、口罩，充分的病床，足够的病床来，要应付所有的需求。
The Lord would have mitigated on it and brought just a little bit to confirm that I have come to announce the Messiah.
可是呢，最重要的就是如果他们早就悔改，然后呢，知道我是来要预备弥赛亚来临之路的，然后悔改了的话，就是来要确认他是从神而来的。
The importance of preparedness and readiness cannot be overemphasized.
因此，预备、做好准备的一个重大性是不可能过分的强调的，就是再强调都不够的。
He's saying that if this generation will not listen to the voice announcing people to prepare, nations to prepare, and they continue in sin.When that day happens, the results will be unbelievable catastrophe.
如果这一代列国照样没有注意、没有关注，不断要求他们悔改、离开罪恶、预备弥赛亚来临之路的这个声音，而没有准备当中被发现，到时候他们的结局、他们的后果只能是灾难了。
And warnings I gave every nation before I struck them. If they had listened and prepared by repenting, the results would have been totally different because God is just.
因为我每次发表的预言，尤其是针对某一个具体的国家说出来的，如果他们真的尊重那个预言，然后真的实现，真的悔改了。那后果完全是不一样的，因为神是公义的。因此预备是非常的重要。我们知道明天晚上又有另一个服事。
From that point on, as we go to the missions, you are ready.
这样一来，有关的背题预备的重大性，我没有做好的所有的一切信息跟你们完全的分享之前呢，我必须要坚持到底这天天的分享。
We'll take a short break, and when I come back, I will now use that barometric test, that measure of preparedness, to now measure the bride, the special elect, the members of the family of faith.That is snatches away on the day of glory.
那稍微休息之后，再来要跟你们说一下，谁是真正的属于神家里的人，就是衡量神家里的人的准确的准则、尺子是什么样的。
The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
Thank you.
谢谢。